of people who have heard the name before, because you guys are just really well advertised throughout the campus. But can you just briefly tell us what the camp is about, what you guys do?
Sure. So Kesem is the Hebrew word for magic, and it actually came from Camp Kesem when it started at Hillel at Stanford. So it's a secular camp, but it was the Hillel organization that first started it. And basically, we do regular camp activities. We do arts and crafts, swimming, nature, sports. But the really special thing about camp is that kids get a chance to realize that they're not alone, that they're not the only kids whose parents have cancer. And that's a really powerful thing for us to see.
Well, why is it just for kids whose parents have cancer or have had cancer? Like, what's so special about them that makes you guys want to sort of counsel them throughout summer or during summer?
So the interesting thing about kids whose parents have cancer is that they're not any visibly different from regular kids. So you can't tell that they have these enormous burdens on them throughout the whole year. And, you know, it's very different from seeing kids who have cancer because they're visibly sick. And adults have support groups for them, but kids whose parents have cancer are often lost in the shuffle.
Definitely. I think that you always hear about these organizations that help people with cancer or children with cancer, but a lot of times the family members tend to be forgotten, and there's definitely a need there. The children are basically growing up very quickly, taking on adult roles in their family, and so it's nice for them to be able to come to our camp and realize that they're allowed to be children, they can, you know, have fun, and not necessarily forget about their family problems, but realize that they don't have to be adults all the time.
Right, and through Camp Kesem, I think we're trying to not only serve the kids, because they do need that week of happiness in their lives, but also just get the community, like the global national community, more aware of the issues surrounding cancer and like how it affects people who are not just don't have the disease themselves, but their families as well.
So I hear that that these kids are growing up very fast. They have grown up very fast, and they are different from kids whose parents don't have cancer. But could you tell me more in detail, maybe like an example? And of course, you don't have to mention the name of the kid because that's like confidential. But any stories that you'd like to share?
Sure. So our first year, we had a little girl who was 10 years old, and she was basically a caretaker. She acted as the parent to her younger brother, and she was super helpful during dish time, which, as anyone who works with kids can tell you, that's not really something that you expect. But basically, she had taken on the role of the parent and didn't realize it was okay for her to sit there as well and just have fun and hang out with the other kids. So one of the nice things about camp is that we basically gave her the chance to say that we'll be the adults for the week. You go and have fun. And I've never seen a kid smile that wide.
It's also very interesting because every year there are several kids who seem to get along better with the counselors. Like, they see themselves on a level that's older than they really are. And so they'll want to hang out with us, the counselors, all the time, and they'll pretend like these games that we've set up for the campers are, you know, too childish for them, or, you know, they're wow. Very, I guess, in a way, like, mature and complex, and it takes a while for them to break in and realize that actually these games are pretty fun.
Yeah.
And I also like to bring up the story of how we always have a couple kids who haven't been to sleepaway camp before, or are we serve kids ages 6 through 16 now. So we have a lot of the young ones who are, you know, they get homesick or they will start to miss their parents. But, you know, by the end of the week, they're just completely different. And we had a couple campers come up to us in the past 3 years and say, oh, can't be a little bit longer. Like, why isn't it 2 weeks instead of 1 week? And that always makes us feel really good.
And it must be really sad when you have to leave. So when they first get to the camp, like, I'm sure they're sort of like shy or like, you know, don't know how to like break in. Like, what do you guys do to help them feel comfortable?
We basically have a barrage of songs that we just kind of sing at them until they join in. I don't know if we want to demonstrate that much.
Oh, of course. We can. No, they're like shaking their heads. We'll see. Maybe later during the show.
Yeah, one of the really big things for us is getting kids involved in the action right away, because that's the time when homesickness is going to rear its head the most, while their parents are still there. Because it's also the time when their parents can say, oh, they really don't look comfortable, I should take them home. And for parents who have cancer, it's really difficult to send their kid away for a week, because you don't know when your kid comes back how much worse your condition might be.
Right.
So it's really important to make them feel like they're welcome and like they're part of the group right away.
And another, sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
No, don't be sorry.
The thing I wanted to highlight also is that unlike a lot of other day camps and sleepaway camps, Camp Kesem actually has a national policy that we mandate 2 campers to 1 counselor, and that's our like golden ratio, and we keep that ratio at all times. So the kids get a lot of individualized attention that most other programs actually do not have. So we, you know, we have a lot of staff who are really, really eager and hanging out with the kids all the time.
And it's not just the staff too, because I think the longer we've run this camp, we have returning campers, people who did the camp in previous years, and they're really excited and they want the new campers to feel just as excited. Mm-hmm. So they really help us out a lot in terms of getting them accustomed and realizing, you know, this is like join in on the fun songs, join in on the fun games, and that kind of helps ease the transition.
I think Caroline brought up an interesting point before when she said that parents are worried if the conditions may be worse afterwards, because these kids have like so much fun, you know, during that week, then they go home and face the reality again. Are there things that you guys do at the end to sort of like help them transition?
Well, one of the things that we do is hold reunions throughout the year. So we hold at least 1 get-together where everyone in camp is invited in the fall and then in the spring. And we also give out phone numbers and addresses. And we've heard that a bunch of our campers will keep in touch with each other either through phone calls or through letters. Some of them will email us. So we try to keep everyone connected throughout the year.
Right. We also release a kind of like a spreadsheet of contact information for all our families so that they can keep in touch with each other and sometimes with our staff members as well in a moderated way. And we find that like a lot of the families themselves will talk at the reunions or when they're picking their kids up or dropping them off, and the parents get to know each other too and their situations, and they like carpool now, and they have a support system among themselves.
So going back to the point about what the kids are first like when they get there and then how they change, I think, so there's kind of a misconception, I think, that some of the campers have when they first arrive. They think that Camp Kesem is a camp about cancer, and it's definitely not about cancer. It's more about growing as a person, making connections with other kids who are going through similar things, but it's not where we talk about what happens in cancer patients, why, you know, that's not the focus of our camp. So from an outsider's perspective, it looks like any other day camp or summer camp in general. I think we do, I would say, a couple things that are different from regular camps. One of them is called the Empowerment Ceremony, and the other is called Cabin Chats. So the Empowerment Ceremony takes place kind of in the latter half of the week once the kids have gotten used to the, I guess, setup of camp, and it's a chance for them to be able to reflect a little bit on what they've learned so far and what they've gotten out of camp. And it can turn really deep for some of the campers, and some campers this year actually really opened up about what's been going on in their family situations that helped other campers realize that they have so much in common, and so that was really special. And cabin chats are a daily thing, or I guess a nightly thing. Right before they go to bed, we gather in our cabin groups in a circle, and it's really dark, and we had to just have like a simple flashlight and go around the circle kind of sharing little thoughts on the day or our hopes or our dreams or just kind of inspirational
Aww.
Things like that.
It makes me feel so warm inside.
Yeah.
You know, as you guys talk about the camp experience, I feel like it's not just like a change that you're making in the children's life, but it's also like in your life as well. Because I see how like attached you are to the
Very
camp.
True.
Yeah. Tell us how you got involved, or like how this camp, I don't know, what it means to you.
Sure. So I heard about Camp Kesem when I visited Duke my senior year in high school, and they had a Camp Kesem there, and it was one of my favorite parts about the school, except that I decided to go to MIT instead. So I called up the national program director and asked if we could bring one here. And as it happened, they were hoping to start one in Boston because there are so many great cancer resource centers and hospitals up here. And the reason I think that I was so excited about Camp Kesem is because I've been a summer camper and counselor since I was five. It's been a huge part of my life, just getting to know all the counselors and the other campers and to sort of have something during the summer where you can make a lot of bonds with people. And then on a personal note, I lost both of my paternal grandparents to cancer when I was 13 and 14, and I just remember feeling so lost and seeing how my dad, a man in his 50s, was pretty devastated himself. And then if you think about how much harder it is for a six-year-old to understand what it means to not have your dad anymore, it's a pretty powerful thing to be able to do.